Be still and know. When Louis XIV was a boy, he wrote in a copybook, "Kings may do as they please." Had he written instead, "I am a man under authority," there might never have been the French Revolution. It was the abuse of authority, turning authority into license, that provoked the revolt of the French people. "We are all under authority," writes columnist John R. Gunn. "You may not build a house, run a store, drive a car, keep a dog, or carry a gun without permission from someone, from some authority. Liberty is not licensed to do as you please without respect to any authority. I am not free to lie. I am under authority to speak the truth. I am not free to be cruel. I am under authority to the law of kindness. I am not free to be immoral. I am under authority to purity. I am not free to hate. I am under authority to love." Jesus was under authority to his Father, and all creation is under the authority of God the Creator. Yet there are men who think they are big enough to override all law, moral or social, and do as they please. There are young people who think it is big and clever to jump over the traces, defying law and convention and rightful authority. If we are ever to have a respectable world, a world of peace and a world of happiness, we must plan our lives and activities in recognition of the fact that we are all under authority. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with these words from the book of Matthew. "I am a man under authority."